It was a little bit surreal. Like, you know, you don't really realise so many people are watching and, you know, like, people are paying attention because we do it, like, week in and week out. So it was just nice to, you know, to perform in front of such of a big crowd. And, you know, it was really exciting for me. I'm still enjoying it now.
I should hope you are. You were so close, so close. I mean, it's not even a measure of time I can completely get my head round. 11 hundredths of a second?
Yeah, you probably couldn't even stop it on a stopwatch if you tried to, like, stop and start. So it was real close over 4 miles of sort of racing. But, I mean, it shows that we've sort of come a long way in the past couple of years. So I'm very, very happy with sort of our progression. And we've had so many ups and downs this year alone to sort of, you know, go out there and put up, you know, our best performance of the year almost out there. I'm really happy with our performance.
You should be really happy. You should be immensely proud. You are the engine behind that bobsleigh, and what you managed to give them was a real chance of a medal.
Me and the team. I would never say just me, but yeah, like, you know, we've sort of trained for that day for quite a while, and I'm just happy that I got to, you know, give a good performance and really show what we can do as a team, and sort of show the world that, you know, that we can do winter sports as well, and, you know, Britain's back on the map.
Well, and so is Coventry now. I mean, I think it totally captivated the city as well. There's our Cov kid, Joel Fearon, in the bobsleigh team. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've got so much love since I've been back. It's too much. I don't know what to do with it. Like, from left, right and centre, everyone's sort of, you know, congratulating me and showing me so much support. And it's really nice. I'm really enjoying myself at the moment.
So, well, I hope you are. I hope you are enjoying it, because you have certainly worked so hard over the last few years to get into the position to be there in the first place, the hours and hours of graft. It's good you're getting something back. Does that 1/100th of a second sit on your shoulder now and gnaw away at you, or does it motivate you for 4 years' time?
Yeah, like, so it's actually filled us with the most amount of confidence. Like, we've had, like, our driver this year suffered a massive Achilles injury where we didn't think we were going to even be able to go to the Olympics because he wouldn't be fit in time. Mm. We started the season off with sort of like a 17th place finish, and so we've just been literally grafting and building it up from there. And, you know, it's like, to think what we could have done if we sort of had a clear run up to the Olympics like a lot of the other teams. Because I'm more confident now than what I was before it, because I know that we've had such a rough year and we didn't really know what to expect. And, you know, we've just, like, confirmed sort of funding for another couple of years and stuff like that. Like, to me, it's like we can really build on this.
So you're enjoying your moment, and quite rightly so. Mm-hmm. When do you go back to training?
I'll be going back soon because, like, the Commonwealth Games isn't that far away. Mm-hmm. So I'll be, my focus will be on getting to Glasgow. I'll probably start back on Monday, and then, yeah, and then we'll do what we can to try and get sort of Coventry to the Commonwealth Games as well.
Well, fantastic. And enjoy some family time possibly as well.
Yes, my wife, she comes everywhere with me now. So a pregnant wife stuck to one foot, and then my other son stuck to the other foot. So it's lovely. Good. Getting lots of love everywhere I go. And yeah, you know, we've just been spending the last couple of days together. We're probably going to go and spend some time with mom today, and then we're going to see her mom and spend so much more time with them. And, you know, and it's sort of, it's now, I'm nice to sort of just soak in everything that's happened. And it's just really nice.